Kelim Pergudzai Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah now is going to qualify the shear that we had of that a nekev in a kli is mafkia the shem kli if it's kemaitzi rimon, which is a shear in halachal Moshe Sinai. What we had to mucha aduch, the last few Mishnayis, is the fact that there are exceptions to the rule, but that doesn't take away from the fact that there's an abiding shear called kemaitzi rimon. Now the Mishnah explains exactly what that is. How big is the rimon? What's the shear? We'll see that a rimoid doesn't mean exactly a rimoid. Ha rimoidim sha'amru, this that we have this shear, doesn't mean one rimoid, it means shloisha achuzim zebozeh. That's very hard to understand. Three rimoidim, literally achuzim zebozeh means stuck, attached to each other. So what is it, the shear of three rimoidim glued to each other? No, because then it wouldn't be a shear of rimoid, it would be a shear of shloisha rimoidim. So what the Mefashim explained, the Rishonim have different ways of saying it. The Rash says that three rimoinim means three rimoinim. This that we always say one rimoin is because we're not talking about take the size of a rimoin and triple it. We're talking about three rimoinim that are stuck together like a triangle. Two rimoinim stuck to each other and one stuck like a triangle. Chatzuva, which means a tripod. So for that, it's not the full shear of three rimoinim. It's that if the hole is that big, then one rimoin will actually get through. When rimoinim are stuck to each other, one won't go through because it's stuck to the other two. So when the hole is that size of three rimoinim kechatzuva, then one will actually succeed in falling out, and that will be mafkir the shem kli. That's the Rash. Other rishonim understand. No, if we say kemaitzi rimoin, it means one rimoin. So what does it mean when we say three? The three rimoinim stuck to each other, and it goes out one after another, but the lachatz of the three stuck together means that the shear is going to have to be somewhat bigger than kemaitzi rimoin. That's since kemaitzi rimoin is going to have to be somewhat bigger in order to effectively fall out. But the shear is the size of a rimoin, plus in order to be loose enough for it to actually fall out. Others say it's a type of rimoin where there's three rimoinim growing in each other, but the shear is kemaitzi rimoin echod. So there's a rash, there's a rosh, there's toisvis, there's another pshad, a rivid. Those three rimoinim stuck to each other will make it heavier, memela it'll fall out easier, so it's actually making the shear a little bit smaller. It doesn't need to be big enough that a loose rimoin will fall out. The loose rimoin will always bounce in a kli. The three rimoinim stuck to each other, it'll more easily fall out. So those are the pshat in the rishonim. Now the Mishnah adds another shita. The Tanakhama seems to hold that shear, whatever the shear is, kemoitzi rimoin, the Mishnah is saying now, kishloisha rimoinim will fear all the pshatim, but it's an absolute shear. Comes along the Tana, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer, Benofo Bekvarov, we're talking about a sieve, a sifter, things that have small holes, and the way you use it is by shaking back. How do you use a sifter? A sieve. You put in flour and you shake it back and forth. When you shake it, it's going to be easier for something to fall out. A kli that's held and it's transported, think about a shopping bag, from place to place, things are not going to be that easily falling out. When you're shaking it violently back and forth, it falls out easier. The shear is going to be a little bit smaller. So Mameli, he says that by these, the shear nekev, that's mafkir, the shem kli, the shear nekev hametayr, is kidei sheyitol vihalach, that you're holding it and you're going back and forth and shaking it. Ubekupo, kidei sheyafshal acharev, with a basket that you transport items to the shul. You're holding it on your back. You're not shaking it back and forth. So Mela, the shear is going to be a little bit bigger. The Knech of Reb Shimon Gamliel is that the shear of the rimoin, Shloisha Rimoinim, is going to feed the usage of the kli, the Oifen HaShimush of the kli, and that the Tanakhama doesn't seem to hold them. That's the Knech. They both mask him to add some shear of Shloisha Rimoinim. The Shaila is whether you have to make adjustment for the Tzuras Shimush of the kli. Now the Mishnah continues, and this is L'Chayr L'Kuli Almo, Sha'akol HaKelim Shein Yechon L'Kabim Rimoinim. We're talking about big baskets, sifters, shopping bags that have enough for Rimoinim. What about something small? Kegoyim, HaRoiva, a small kli that's Machzik Roiva Kav, V'Chatzir Roiva, Chatzir Roiva is a Roiva of a Kav, Chatzir Roiva is an eighth of a Kav. HaKnoinim is a small type of sifter. You have this in Maseches Beitzah also, Lagabi Maleches Yom Tov, with which you use as a sifter for kidneys. So it's rather small. The measure of how much you sift at one time is small. Haktanim, that don't even have a chatzi rovi. They're less even than that. Shi'uron, legabi being mafkir, the shem kli, is berubon, is when it's nifches roi vakli divrei Reb Meir. To say it's the absolute shir, that's halacha moshe mesina is kemaitzi rimon. We had a mishnah beis and gimel, things that have a bigger shir, we discussed the smaller shir, but different shirim. Here we have something that's very small. A roiv is an absolute tafko of the shem kli. Reb Shimon Oimer, b'zeisim, a hole that's on the floor of a kli that's moitzi zeisim. So says that the shir halacha moshe mesina is rimon. But a zeis is also a sheir choshuv, so it depends. If it's a big kli, kemoitzi zeisim is not. Mashenken, we're talking about a small kli, the being moitzi zeisim itself is enough of a neck of choshuv to be mafkir the shem kli. Remei will hold, no. If it's a small kli, so the moitzi zeisim is not a sheir, you need either roiv, which is mafkir the kli, kishalatzma, that's a subjective sheir to the size of the kli, or kemoitzi rimonim. The Mishnah continues, and this is lachar part of Reb Shimon. The bezeisim refers to a hole on the floor of the kli. Nifritzu, shi'uram bezeisim, nifritzu means on the side, on the walls of the kli, this is where the Mepharshim explained. The hemshech of Reb Shimon, shi'uram bezeisim. However, nigmamu, shi'uram b'mashahein. The Mepharshim explained the word nigmamu means where the top of the wall is ripped, but even where the wall doesn't protect the contents of the kli. Shi'urim b'mashahein means that as long as there's something left of the wall of the kli, it doesn't make any sense how much is ripped, that's still called a kli kibul. If the bottom of the kli is intact and somewhat of the wall is intact, it doesn't make any sense how much of the wall is ripped. Obviously, then, that we have to say the nifritzu means that it was ripped, that there was a hole on the side of the kli, mamish on the bottom. When it's mamish on the bottom, that's called there's no more wall that's left because there's a hole there. So there's nothing there protecting it. The nigmamu is when it was torn from the top, so there, the shiuron is b'mashahe. Okay, now we're going to learn Mishnahe, and to bear in mind that we're closing in a little bit on the shir of Kemoitzi Rimon, the halachal Moshe Mesinai, and this Mishnah Dalid we just described, if it's a Rimon Stam, if it's three Rimonim, now the Mishnah is going to narrow down exactly how big is the Rimon. Could anybody tell us in inches, or in millimeters, whatever it is, how big the hole has to be? Harima in Sha'amrus, state in Mishnah, the shear of the Chacham, that's Allah HaMashim Sinai. Loi Kotten v'loi Godel, we're not talking about a big rima, we're not talking about a small one, Ela Benini. Standard. Ulama, Huskuru Rimoine Badon. There's a type of rima that was called Rimoine Badon. Rimoine Badon, Messeris Bachazal, was that they're bigger rimoinim. And there's a shear that's huska when we say the shear of a rimoin. There's Chazal have a Kabbalah on something called rimoin badon, which are large size. So we're not talking over here about the halacha of kimoitzi, neck of kimoitzi rimoin. We're talking over here about something else. The Kabbalah of rimoin badon is sheyuhum mekachim. This is a halacha which is not trying to say the tares bechlal. It's talking about, let's say, you have a rimoin of Israel, like Arlo, that gets mixed up. So what happens if a person has a piece of nevela that falls in with a bunch of pieces of shchuta? So the shear is roiv, or the shear could sometimes be b'shishim. We're not learning those halachas, we won't go into it now, but there's halacha when fruits get mixed up. One of them is arlo, and it gets mixed up into a whole sack of fruit that are not arlo. So how much do you have to need in the sack of fruit to be mevatel? The halacha is shu mekachim b'kol shehen, that a rimoin is a dover choshu, chazal were geyser, that even if one rimoin fell into a huge vat of 1,000 rimoinim, it's not bottle. Because of the chshivus of this type of rimoin, it's not bottle. A dover choshev loy bottle, this is halacha, that's again a lot of areas in halacha. Divrei Reb Meir, so Mele, don't think that rimoinim badon is the gold standard, lagabi this halacha as well. Reb Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, he's choylik, and he says, rimoinim badon l'shayer behenes hakelim, legabi our halacha and not legabi teruvis of rimonim falling into a big sack of rimonim. An interesting note, the Rishonim, the Rash, another Rishonim point out, there is a Shita, if we go back to Mishnah Dalid, that the Shloisha Rimonim, which we said, does it mean three Rimonim, does it mean how much you would need if you had three stuck to each other for one to go through? Ayin Shom, we explained different Shitas. There is one Shita that says that what we're talking about is taka kerimoin echot, but it means is that normally three rimoinim grow on one branch. And the three remaining that grow on one branch, one is going to be bigger, one smaller, one's medium. We're talking about the medium one. Kishalish remainim that are gedelim biyachad. So l'chayru, the Rishonim ask, if the Mishnah is saying before, that's the way the Mishnah says, that we're talking about a remain, a standard remain, well, that's l'chayru, the nidin that we have befaneinu. So how does it stim that pshat? And because of that, the Rash is doicha that pshat. So the Raivin Nasogis in Hilchus Kelim, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, Tak explains the Shlosh Rimonim al Derech Zeh. He learns that that's fakir. That's what the Mishnah is saying. This, the Mishnah before is soisim, like the Pshat, that it's a Rimon Benini, not like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri that says that Rimon Badon, which is bigger, is the Rimon that we're talking about. A third opinion over here is Rabbi Kiva Aima Lekach V'Lekach Huskuru, that's going on both. L'shaya Behenes HaKelim, V'Yiu Mikachim Kol Shein. A fourth Shita, Amrab Yehuda, there's a girsa over here, in parentheses, Yoisi, in brackets, there's Yehuda. Lehuskuru Rimayni Badon, this Kabbalah that the Rimayni that Chazal is talking about, the shear is Rimayni Badon. Chatsire Geva is another type of vegetable that has a special chatsir. Chatsirim are leek. Geva is a place in Eretz Yisrael. So the chatsiri that we're talking about, and the shear is the chatsirim that grow in Geva. And these two specifics of Badon and Geva, Lagabi, these two fruits, Elo Sheyu Misasrin Vadai B'chol Mokoyim. The noise is Lagabi Hilchas Demai, Bechlal different area in Halach and Gansen. Inside is wrong, but something totally different. These two things grew in Badon and Geva. These two cities belong to Kutim. The times of the second Beis Hamikdash, Kutim were not Maaser, they weren't makban and trumas and maaser, except they would eat it. They were not makban and trumas and maaser, anything that would sell to anybody else. Mainly the assumption is if you buy them, that they're not chai the trumas and maaser, midin sofik, like demai, which has givisa kulas. They're mechuyiv b'teres vadei. They're becheskas that they don't have hafrosh trumas and maaser. So mainly the existing kulas that exist by demai will not exist by these two. That's what these two halachas were said. Now, this doesn't leave us in possession of, according to this fourth shita, Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, what is the shita? That means, he said that, Rimayni Badon Chatzer Geva is a halacha, Lagabi is something else. So what's taka the shir of these two things? Which one is not bottle, Hafilu Be'elef, Lagabi Yisur Ano, and which one is the shir of Kenekev Rimayn, Kemoitzi Rimayn? So what you'll have to say is that Lagabi the Rimoin, since he doesn't have Badon, Samela, it's the standard, the Benini, like her mayor. Lagabi Peris, Orlo, Shenis, Orvu, Labdafka, Rimoini, Badon. Any type of Rimoin, Shal Orlo, does not become bottle. Now, the way to be Mazbi this, there's a Sugin Beit Sadav Dalit, there's a Sugin Zvachim Dafayin Gimel, is that there's a Shaila of where Chazal were going to the Halacha, the Dover Shebeminyon, something which is choshev enough that it's not sold by the pound, by the bushel, but sold piece by piece, is called a dover choshev that doesn't have a dinner bittel. Is it only something which is always sold by minyan, or something which is sometimes sold by minyan? Stam rimayim is sometimes sold by minyan, but not always sold by minyan. The shita over there in Beit Sadav Dalet happens to be Reb Yehuda. So it stands to reason that the girsa over here is Reb Yehuda, Kefi that sugya, and that's why the Rav's Girsa is Reb Yehuda and not Reb Yossi, like we explained. There's a Chikava Kash over here. The Rav, when he's talking about this halacha of Isurah Hanot not becoming bottle, we use the case of Orlo. The Rav, however, says, Im echo mi rimoini badon shal Orlo ishal klai hakerem nisarv. The Rav sticks in klai hakerem. Very hard to understand how klai hakerem could be over here, the Mepharshim say, because klai hakerem is always something that grows from the ground. Klai HaKerem is always a kerem with chito, or a kerem with zroim, but not when we're talking about a kerem that grew together with something that grows from a tree. That does not have a din of Klai HaKerem. So Rambam and Perkei Hilchus Klai Halacha Vov, the Rishash brings Gemara Navay Dezod HaSamach Vov, and the Mepharshim says it's Tmiya Rabosi. How could the Rav say Klai HaKerem over here? So they bring this the Shiori Tyre over here brings this a Shita of the Ravid the beginning of Hilchus Klaim, the Klai Ilon Bizroim Osim Edin Klai Zroim. But the Ma'aser Hashem, don't hold that way. It's a little bit of an asik how to fit in a case. So it's a kasha to remember when we learn Klaim Bez Hashem.